Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. My brothers and sisters, the aspect of prayer is a part of our daily life, but it's something that we try to even increase in this time of Lent. But there comes a time, hopefully we've all experienced it, and if not, we will at some point, that we receive a great consolation. That's really what this transfiguration is. A great consolation of God being given to Peter, James, and John. What do we mean by consolation? It's a sense of great peace, of joy, of amazement, of wonder and awe that God communicates to our very souls, that fills our very hearts. It's what got Peter to say, "Master, it is good that we are here." So overcome with joy, with amazement. Now the thing is, though, is Peter, James, and John, they didn't earn the consolation. It's not something that they can control. Because notice that it started out, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. That He brought them up the mountain, that He was the one who was bestowing this great grace upon them, this great consolation. It wasn't something that Peter could turn on like a light switch to say, "You know what, I need consolation now, here's what I'm going to do," and it happens. But rather, it's just simply God's gift that He pours into a heart, into a soul, at a particular moment, because there's going to be a particular need for it at some point. Just like for Peter, James, and John. What is going to be the need? Well, it's going to be, as the gospel says, Christ's exodus. His passion, His suffering, His death upon the cross. Because as we receive this consolation, there's going to be those things that are going to need that support, that remembrance of that joy, of that peace, of that wonder and awe, because there's going to be times in our life we're not going to see it. Like when looking at a crucifix. The gospel says Jesus' face changed in appearance, and His clothing became dazzling white. His glory was shining forth. His divinity was now being able to be seen with the human eye. But that's not the case upon the cross. When we look upon it, faith tells us that that is God, not our eyes. And for Peter, James, and John, the idea of seeing Christ suffering, Christ breathing His last breath, giving up His last ounce of strength, was a moment of great difficulty. Because how could that be God? They were in the midst of darkness. And it's this very consolation that's meant to remind them, "I am God. You saw it on the mountain. When you entered into this prayer, I revealed to you My divinity. I gave you this consolation to strengthen you for the very moment of this crucifixion." And my brothers and sisters, we're all going to face these types of moments of consolation, but also these times of difficulty. I think of the very first reading. A very practical difficulty was given to Abram. He was asked to count the stars in the sky. For a long time, I always thought, "Well, yeah, that's impossible. I go out at night, there are so many stars up there, I couldn't count all of them." But that's actually, I was erroneous. The reason why it was impossible to count the stars is because it was in the daytime. If you have to reread that first reading, it says at the very end, when the sun had set, he was asked to do the counting of the stars at the very beginning of the reading. So the sun was still up. Impossible to count the stars, because the sun was blocking them. They were still there. The glory of those stars were still shining behind the sun, but impossible to see. Christ shines forth His divinity in this very moment of this gospel, of His transfiguration, to be a consolation, to help the apostles, to help you and me in the very difficulties of the cross, in the difficulties we experience in our daily lives. And so as we continue in our daily observance of Lent, as we continue to offer up our prayers, face the struggles of our fastings, to continue to offer ourselves in almsgiving, we're going to face difficulties with them. We're going to face a little dryness and the trouble to see where God is present. But we must remember then the consolation. Those times that we have been filled with peace, with joy, with amazement, with wonder and awe of God. And allow that to strengthen us to continue forward, as it did for Peter, James, and John, as they would go out into the world and proclaim Christ crucified, Christ risen from the dead, our Savior, our Lord, and our God, living for all eternity. May we, through the help of this Eucharist, enter into prayer and receive the consolations at times God gives us, so as to strengthen us in whatever may lie ahead. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.